Proclamation number 4694 of 20th of July, 1949. Expression of the spirit dependent on maturity of soul and receptivity. A certain maturity of soul is necessary in order to hear my voice, because the spirit in the human being expresses itself through the soul, i.e., it makes itself known to the soul, which therefore has to be so prepared that it is receptive for every expression of the spirit. For the human being does not hear with bodily ears, but it is the soul which receives the spirit's utterance and passes it on to the bodily human being, the intellect. Therefore the soul must be turned towards the spirit within itself. For a soul which is more turned towards the body directs its ear towards the world and therefore does not hear the quiet voice of the spirit. Thus the human being must first separate himself from the world, from the earthly, before he is capable of spiritual announcements which are imparted to him through the spirit. Then the human being has reached a certain degree of maturity of soul, because the spiritual spark in the human being already exerted its influence on the human being's soul beforehand, stimulating thinking, feeling and willing into loving activity. Once this degree of maturity has been reached, which is the prerequisite for receiving my word, then every question can be addressed to me and I will answer it so that it is comprehensible to everyone. Thus the recipient of the announcements need not fear that he will then be mentally active himself and write down his own thoughts as my word. The human being is certainly mentally active but only in such a way that he processes the thoughts which I want and have transmitted to him through my beings of light. For the duration of the acceptance of my word the recipient is incapable of thought activity directed towards me. Rather, this thought activity is now an emanation from the spiritual kingdom which meets the recipient with my will and is conveyed to the soul by his spirit. This is why the human being can also convincingly represent the knowledge he has received in this way, for it is purest spiritual knowledge from the heavens. It is my voice which, however, can only be heard by the person who allows the spirit to express itself. But I will always give an earthly child devoted to me the knowledge it requires, and it could then take advantage of this assurance by discussing with me in thought what is unclear to it and where it requests clarification about it. Then it will be given to him in a detailed way, because I constantly want to communicate myself to those who let me speak to them. Amen.